Chapter 24, Promises to Parents. Parents may well inquire who is sufficient for these things. God alone is their sufficiency, and if they leave him out of the question, seeking not his aid and counsel, hopeless indeed is their task. But by prayer, by study of the Bible, and by earnest zeal on their part, they may succeed nobly in this important duty, and be repaid 100-fold for all their time and care. In your work for your children, take hold of the mighty power of God. Commit your children to the Lord in prayer. Work earnestly and untiringly for them. God will hear your prayers and will draw them to Himself. Then, at the last great day, you can bring them to God, saying, "Here am I and the children whom Thou hast given me." The work of parents is an important, a solemn work. The duties devolving upon them are great. But if they will study the Word of God carefully, they will find in it full instructions and many precious promises made to them on condition that they perform their work faithfully and well. If you go to God with a humble, believing heart to seek for guidance in your perplexity, then it is your privilege to rest your case with Him. Heaven and earth may pass before the promise would fail. Parents may understand that as they follow God's directions in the training of their children, they will receive help from on high. The God of heaven marks with solicitude your earnest work, your constant watchfulness. He hears your prayers. With patience and tenderness, train your children for the Lord. All heaven is interested in your work. God will unite with you, crowning your efforts with success. When you take up your duties as a parent in the strength of God, with a firm determination never to relax your efforts nor leave your post of duty in striving to make your children what God would have them, then God looks down upon you with approbation. He knows that you are doing the best you can, and He will increase your power. As you take up the work of saving your children and maintaining your position on the highway of holiness, the most provoking trials will come. But do not lose your hold. Cling to Jesus. He says, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Difficulties will arise. You will meet with obstacles. Look constantly to Jesus. When an emergency arises, ask, "Lord, what shall I do now?" The harder the battle, the greater the parents' need of help from their Heavenly Father, and the more marked will be the victory gained. Without human effort, divine effort is in vain. God will work with power when, in trustful dependence upon Him, parents will awake to the sacred responsibility resting upon them and seek to train their children aright. He will cooperate with those parents who carefully and prayerfully educate their children, working out their own and their children's salvation. In whatever else we may fail, let us be thorough in the work for our children. If they go forth from the home training pure and virtuous, if they fill the least and lowest place in God's great plan of good for the world, our life work can never be called a failure. Christ has made every provision that every parent who will be controlled by the Holy Spirit will be given strength and grace to be a teacher in the home. This education and discipline in the home will have a molding and fashioning influence. If parents work in patience and love, earnestly endeavoring to help their children to reach the highest standard of purity and modesty, they will succeed. The work of wise parents will never be appreciated by the world, but when the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened, their work will appear as God views it and will be rewarded before men and angels. It cost tears and anxiety and sleepless nights to oversee the character building of this child, but the work was done wisely, and the parents hear the well done of the Master. To us, in the common walks of life, heaven may be very near. Angels from the courts above will attend the steps of those who come and go at God's command.